Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you had a nice romantic weekend or not. Oh my God, Facebook and Twitter was so full of just really bitter people yesterday. I'm going to eat chocolate all by myself. Okay then, off you go. I know it's not a pleasant day for a lot of people, but Becky had a really nice day, didn't you, yesterday? Really romantic.
It was lovely.
Because she does have a boyfriend, we might have mentioned that before.
Yeah, we had a very nice day. Mm. Sat in all day, watching DVDs.
What did you watch?
You really want to know? We watched Marley and Me.
Oh, that's nice. Apart from
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, that's romantic.
It was quite a varied DVD watching day.
And then it came to the meal.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I had prawn cocktail to start, and then we had steak for main course, and a nice little creamy thing for dessert.
And then your boyfriend spewed it.
Yeah, I woke up about 5 o'clock this morning, and he was being sick everywhere.
And you cooked that for him?
Yeah.
Was it the prawns?
Probably. That's what I'm blaming it on.
Right. Does he hate you now?
Probably.
Excellent.
No, he doesn't, but I just... Can you imagine how guilty I felt? I had the best day ever, and then
I poisoned him. Full Metal Jacket and a prawn cocktail in one day. But then he gets ill from the prawns. That's sad. Mm. You're not the only one, though. Poor Grimmy. Nick Grimshaw from Radio 1 is really ill.
Oh, no, what's wrong with him?
Right, well, last thing I saw, he tweeted, I think Saturday night, saying, "I am now having a veal meatball pizza, my true Valentine." That's the last thing. And then today he's been on going, "I'm so ill, been sick, etc." But then I think to myself, who has a veal meatball pizza? What is that? Obviously, I know it's veal meatballs on a pizza, but really? See, I think Grimmy's one of...
You don't get that in Domino's.
No, he's one of those posh people, right, who has normal food like pizza. But then because he's posh, Grimshaw, he has different toppings. So as where we might just go for, like... You know, cheese on toast. He'll go for Chateaubriand on toast. He'll put the meat, the posh meat on top instead of the cheese. Instead of having the Hawaiian, the ham and the pineapple, he will put veal meatball on his pizza. And he's regretting that today. Podcast. Most pointless Facebook group of the weekend, joined by Imogen, who is 12 and is Becky's cousin. Don't you just hate it when you're hanging out with Jason Derulo and he keeps mishearing you? Hence, what you say. How many people has that got now?
Quite a few.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Jason's new track called In My Head, which I like because it's a good follow-up to what you say. And two... He actually manages to fit the phrase in, "Break it down," which I don't think anyone's done for, what, at least 10 years now? Mm. Obviously, you get the noise. That's been on. But I'm not sure anyone said "break it down" for a long time. So, good one, Jason. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, my flatmate had a comedy gig on Friday night. Remember... If you've been listening to this show for a long time, you'll know that we kind of started up his comedic career because we did a whole thing on air called My Flatmate the Comedian. He just said to me one day that he fancied being one, and we kind of gave him a launch for that. He did some truly terrible gigs, but these days, like a couple of years on, he's doing all right for himself. He plays a lot of, you know, basements in pubs and stuff, but sometimes he does play some fairly big gigs. And he was... doing one, I think, at the one that begins with J, that sounds a bit French. They're all over the country. Jonglers. On Friday. And at the bigger gigs, they have a man whose job it is to put music on. So he'll come up to you, like, a few minutes before you go on stage and go, "Right, mate, so are you ready for tonight?" "Yeah, I'm ready, yeah." "Okay, any particular tune that you want when you walk on?" And my flatmate... always ask for this. So imagine he's all pumped up, ready for the gig, and this is what he wants to walk out to. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is! Fraser! The crowd go wild. That's a pretty good intro song, isn't it? That gets the crowd all pumped up.
I was going to say, it's like he's some WWE wrestler.
It's AC/DC, Back in Black. That's what he asked for. But
I wouldn't expect him to walk out after I'd heard that music.
You wouldn't, but
no.
It's a good...
That's why I like it, in a way.
It's a solid kind of... Yeah. I'm on stage. Hello! I think he'd had a couple of pints before he went on, like a bit of Dutch courage, and instead of saying back in black, he said, I'll have back to black, which is completely different.
Oh.
So he thought he was walking onto this. In reality, he's about to go on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Here he is. Freylock! Ask for back to black instead.
It kind of suits him more, though, in a way.
He doesn't think so. Fail. There he is. It's Freda. Thank you very much, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
What's the biggest laugh of the night? Yeah.
Radio 1 podcast.
Just talking about how my flatmate was doing a gig at the weekend, a comedy gig, and got Back to Black by Amy Winehouse confused with Back in Black by AC/DC. He wanted this one, AC/DC, to be his like theme tune as he walked on. But told the music man the wrong one and ended up walking onto this. Not the same. Actually, that AC/DC is brilliant intro music. Doesn't Russell Brand use this on some of his DVDs and stuff when he does a live one? We should have walk-on music. We should have like an intro every day for this show, because we don't. We just, Greg goes, and Scott's next, it's 4 o'clock. And then we just play the first song. We should have like a proper intro.
No, what you mean is you want some walk-on music. Do you want me to introduce you every day?
So right, let's mock it up. Let's mock it up how it would be. Okay, so Greg goes, and now on Radio 1, it's 4 o'clock. And then just do an intro.
Okay. And now on Radio 1, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the absolute star of the show, Scott Mills.
Thank you, everyone. And everyone could clap. Obviously, we wouldn't hear that. That's the one I would like.
I was a bit slow in my hand clap then. I was like, you were late for a plane.
Applause off of golf.
Oh, there's got to be a better song. Everyone's using that song, though. What about this one? This is more you.
What is this? Oh. Right, do the intro, see if it works.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Radio 1, the star of the show, Mr. Scott Mills.
Thank you, everybody.
Boys, stinky girls.
Is this Touch My Bum?
Yeah. Keep people listening.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
I'm alright, thanks.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. I'm in the house. I'm in the house.
This is quite good walk-on music.
Scott?
Well, Becky,
I'm in the...
Oh, in the house.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky really wants that to be my walk-on music and I could actually do my own version, but I'm not so sure.
Why?
No, I just don't think it suits.
People would talk about it.
They would.
You wanted to raise your profile.
That was Steve Aoki. I'm in the house. It's Radio 1. Right, as I've mentioned already a lot, tomorrow we're going to be at the Brit Awards. You can watch it on the telly, but before you do that, make sure you listen to Radio 1 between 4 and 7, because we will be speaking to everybody we can possibly grab to have a word in our little studio backstage. And I understand this year, so that absolutely nobody passes us by, Becky's made some signs.
I have. And we've got a little red carpet.
Have we?
Yeah, because last year you said people were just walking straight past us, so this
year... Well, no, we got loads of people. We spoke to loads of people last year, but there were a few big stars that just kind of walked by and didn't notice we were there. So I'm glad that we've made some... Well, these big Radio 1 signs, are they?
Yeah, and I've got some red carpet, which I'm going to put from where they come out to our door so that they just instinctively kind of follow it and just end up...
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, backstage at the Brits from 4 o'clock. We'll also be joined by Kesha... Now, I know what car she's arriving in tomorrow, and it is blinking cool. She is arriving. Have a guess. What car? What car do you think? You don't know anything about cars.
Mini?
No. Cooler than that.
A blue one.
Cooler than a blue Mini.
A red one.
No.
You
don't know.
One?
Don't know any other cars.
I'm just saying car
clearly.
Names. Black one.
You've said Mini and various different colours of.
Yeah, I don't know any makes.
All right, so Kesha will be on tomorrow. Now, she's never been to the Brit Awards before, and the thing I like about Kesha is she's always honest.
Are you going to tell me what car it is? I've done all the guesses, and now you haven't told me.
It is. I'm not allowed to say.
You can say. The one that doesn't speak says you can say.
Am I allowed to say? Oh, right.
Go on. What is it? You don't know, do you? The one that doesn't speak knows and is now refusing to tell you, so you look all embarrassed.
Well, no, he's just told me that he doesn't know what it's actually called. Okay, right, let me be honest with you. We've seen a picture.
And okay? What is it? See, you're taking the mick out of me going when I'm saying blue one, red one. What car is it?
It's a...
Go on, say it.
Can I say the colour of it? It's gold.
See? So I guessed red, blue or black, and now you said no, name and make, and you told me it's a gold one.
Well, I was relying on the one that doesn't speak to help me out lastminute.com and kind of help me with the make, but he went, I don't know, at me either, so now...
Is it like a car from a film? Is it like an American car?
Yes.
A British car?
I think American.
Is it like one from a rapper's video?
Yeah.
Which has girls sitting on the bonnet?
Kind of.
You don't know.
I know it's gold, all right? Anyway,
yeah.
Kesha, tomorrow, will be like giving us her perspective of what it's like to go to the Brits for the first time. Because you always want to know, like, what actually happens from the moment they wake up to, like, the moment the award ceremony starts. What kind of happens in between? How long do they spend in hair and makeup? How long do they ride in a car? They don't even know what the name of it is. So Kesha will be joining us at various intervals during the show tomorrow in her car. That took a long time to get to that bit.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right then. Back on for another week of... Oh! Sorry, miss, a bit late. It's 5:24. Right, we've asked Patrick what his intro music would be if he's going to walk on, and he is about to walk on. You won't be able to see him because this is radio, but he is. So, let's try this. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of Oh, What's Occurring? It's Patrick! You're on, Patrick.
All right, hi.
So, thank you very much.
See ya. Cheers. Appreciate it. Much love, yeah.
So, yours would be Kasabian Clubfoot?
Yeah, it would, yeah. Nice right. Aggressive, you know.
Right, here's the one that they... All the listeners want it to be this one, for me. You can have this one as well if you want. This is your intro song. It's Cheeky's song, Touch My Bum. Right, do it again. Thank you very much. Good evening and all that. Come on.
Yeah, if you want to touch my bum, you know, as the song says, you feel free. Preferably after the show, I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, this is a good one as well.
I think it's working for me more than for you.
Yeah, maybe.
How was the weekend?
It was alright, wasn't too great. I didn't get any Valentines, actually, which is weird, because I think most people must have been, like, too starstruck to approach me or something like that.
Yeah, did you not go out at all over the weekend?
Had a few beers Friday night and paid for it Saturday night.
Right, so. where were you on Friday night? Where was the attention?
My mate Aiden's house. Yeah.
Oh. And not one single lady came over and went, are you...
No, but I'm off out tomorrow night, so if anyone's off to Tiger Tiger in Leeds and feels like being a belated Valentine, then there you go.
All right. What will you be wearing, please, just so people know?
What will I be wearing? Probably the same thing I wear pretty much every day, jeans, polo shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so easy to spot.
Yeah. Stand out a lot.
All right, it's tomorrow night at Tiger Tiger in Leeds. All right, we're not doing Oh, What's Occurring tomorrow, so you can actually have a day off.
Oh, fantastic.
Because it's the Brit Awards. Were you listening?
Well, no, because I'll be out, but still.
Abby, what are you saying about... He might lose today. I might beat him.
Oh, yeah,
you're
sorry.
Kind of already assuming
I'm
that he's
just assuming now
tomorrow.
That he's always going to win forevermore. No, our show is
rubbish.
We're on between 4 and 7. You won't be at Tiger at 4 p.m, will you?
No. I would if I could, but yeah. I don't think it opens then.
All right, make sure you listen to our backstage show tomorrow.
I will indeed.
Okay,
let's. There you go.
Yeah, let's do the first one.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Now, a while ago, we used to talk about this. You know when, like off of films, when people hang up the phone without saying goodbye? It's quite rude, but like you only really see it in TV shows and films.
That happens a lot in Gossip Girl.
Does it?
You know, I'm obsessed with Gossip Girl at the moment. They never say goodbye.
So it's like, okay, yeah, I'll see you later. Hang up.
Yeah, it's like, I've got to go.
Yeah. I do this thing sometimes where I'll have the phone and I'll be like, okay, right, bye, 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 bye. And as I'm saying bye a lot, the phone will get further and further away from my mouth and I click off.
Pretty much in your brain, before you've even said goodbye, you've hung up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not listening from halfway through the conversation.
No, but I am saying bye. Mm. I'm just not hearing anything more they say. Do you always hang up and say, do you hang up without saying bye, Patrick?
Oh, no, you've got to be polite, haven't you? I always say bye.
Right. Yeah. Now, this is the reverse of that, because you know some people spend ages on byes. It's like, okay, bye, bye. Okay, then bye. Bye. All right, see you later then. Okay, bye, bye. Now, what I did earlier was I called 5 people, various types of people, had a chat, but ended the call by saying... By seeing, rather, how many times I could find different ways of saying goodbye before they got bored and hung up. So would these people, would they want a bit of bye, 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 see you, bye, bye action? Or would they just want to get off the phone and hang up as quickly as possible? So, 5 people in the Radio 1 office and beyond, how many would actually just go... Okay, bye, 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 bye.
2.
Patrick, what do you think?
I'll go with 3.
You're saying 3. Okay. Let's find out. Right, I got this wrong. Let's do
Scott, don't worry about it. Bless right. You look so scared.
I am a bit scared.
I think the one just speak was going to pounce on you.
I think I've got this wrong, Patrick. Bear with me.
Right.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go through it one at a time, okay? And then you just guess, okay?
Right.
All right. So first of all, this is Gemma, who works in our office. Here she is. This is lovely Gemma.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's me downstairs.
Hi.
How many goodbyes can I get in before Gemma hangs up? That's what I'm talking about. Patrick.
5.
Oh.
5 goodbyes before Gemma goes. Becky.
6.
6.
Tactical.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Right, I must take leave of you now.
Sorry?
Cheerio.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Laters okay. Potatoes.
Right,
see ya.
Bye.
You wouldn't want to be ya.
Bye.
So, hello. Oh, it was 6.
Yes.
Becky gets the point. Okay, next, we've got Rob.
Who says laters potatoes?
Yeah, apart but it is
your,
one.
Apart from your dad's slightly weird friend that you have to call Uncle So-and-so.
Yeah, laters potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find different ways of saying it. There aren't that many. Right, next it's Rob the boss, okay? Rob's upstairs. He can be a little bit sharp on the phone sometimes, even though he's a lovely man.
He's a very busy man.
He is. Becky, how many times?
2.
2. How many times can I get by him before he says, and hangs up? Patrick?
I'll go 3.
3 this time. This is Rob.
Hello, Rob speaking.
Hi, Rob. It's Scott downstairs.
Hello.
Right, so, Becky's saying 2, Patrick's saying 3. Let's find out. I don't know where they've gone. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, I'll send him down.
All right, ta-ta for now. He just was straight... I didn't even get one in, really.
He had business to attend to.
I know. All right, next, it's Laura, who used to work on our show. How many times, Patrick?
5.
5 times? Becky.
26.
Okay.
She loves a bit of goodbye.
So you remember Laura... Hello, it's Scott.
I knew it was going to be you.
What kind of reception is that to a phone call? Anyway, let's find out. Okay, well, just come down at 7 o'clock, please, in Y2.
Okay, we'll do.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Peace out.
Okay, bye now.
Farewell now.
See you soon.
Toodle pip. Ta-ta for now.
CCFN.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
Adios.
Bye.
Tot zines. That's a good one. Off of Dutch.
You are so proud of yourself.
That's a good one off of Dutch. Patrick, you can have that one. There's a lot. Next. Oh, look who it is.
Hello.
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 Right, I've put you down for Bioshock 2 and the Karate Kid soundtrack, all right?
Yeah.
That, of course, is my flatmate. You don't need to know what the conversation is about.
Okay.
Yeah. It's something we were discussing earlier. So, Patrick, how many times, please? Can I get the buys in?
Three
times. Becky?
One.
Just the one?
Mm.
Let's find out. Yeah. Okay.
Right, so you're not home for dinner?
No.
Okay.
Cheerio.
Okay, bye.
In a while, crocodile.
Huh?
Ciao.
Ciao.
Farewell.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Yeah, bye.
Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, right. Hang up.
Toodle pit, then.
What's wrong with you?
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile. This is lunacy, I'm going.
Pip, pip.
Bye.
Adios. Oh, yes, 10 in there. And he actually did one back to me as well. In a while, crocodile. Right, final one. I called a place in America that do meat products.
A butcher's.
Yeah. Listen to it.
Dick's Meat Market.
Is this Dick's Meat Market?
It is.
Hello, do you have jerky?
We do.
Now that's an opening question there, isn't it? all right, Becky, how many times?
Two.
How many buys can I get in? Two buys?
Mm.
Patrick?
Three.
Three goodbyes. Let's find out at Dick's Meat. Amazing. And what time do you open in the mornings?
9 o'clock in the morning.
9 till 7?
Correct, yep.
Okay, well, you stay classy, Dick's Meat.
Oh, say that again?
Thanks very much.
All right, you have a great day.
Ciao.
Bye.
Peace out. What?
It's got to be one of your better ones.
You weren't expecting you stay classy Dick's Meat, so
no.
You weren't. I've lost complete count of the score, but I think there was four there.
Oh!
Three.
What's the Kurdish?
Patrick said three. I'm just going to give that to Patrick, generally.
I've got loads of points in that one.
It's a big... Look how much of a mess it is on my page.
Yeah.
Can you read that?
No.
Exactly. Right, next one.
Start a fresh piece for this one.
All right. You know Fern Cotton, Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
She's been on Twitter, actually, saying that she's got AC in her dressing room at the Brits because she's rehearsing, and it's actually quite cold outside because her hams are now numb. Her hands are now numb.
I thought she was vegetarian.
She's been Dick's Meat. Anyway, she's lovely, Fern, as we all know.
I love the thought of Fern at the Brits with loads of hams. At least she's keeping them chilled.
She's very lovely, but it's a simple question, this one. How many times did Fern say lovely on today's show between 10 and 12:45? Becky.
11.
Patrick.
15.
Let's find out. Here is lovely Fern Cotton.
Moores has got Peter Cam show, which will be very lovely. So we need to get you a lovely man. So it's a lovely Monday. Quite a lovely time, but we've got a lovely show. Hope you all had a lovely Valentine's Day yesterday. So you had a lovely one and were showered with flowers. Lovely. Well, look, Jess, been lovely talking to you. Playing London, Brixton 02 on the 18th of March. Lovely jubbly. So yeah, it's going to be a lovely show from Scott's tomorrow. The lovely Lamar. Oh, that was nice, wasn't it? That was lovely. Lamar, he's got lovely, sort of very light green eyes, Lamar. We're thinking a lovely meadow field in Buckinghamshire somewhere. Now, on to some lovely new music from the Future Heads. They're such lovely lads.
£100,000.
That's quite a lovely price, isn't it? Especially if you're 10.
Yeah.
Before that, a lovely new tune from a band that I adore. Well, look, have a lovely show. So if you could knock me up a pancake on your way to the Brits, that'd be lovely. Lovely. Lovely.
There were 21 lovelies just in one show there. So that's another point for Patrick, I do believe. Next.
Oh! What's a curry?
Right. Let's talk about the Nobel Peace Prize.
What? Why?
Well, previous winners, they include Nelson Mandela, they include Barack Obama, Kofi Annan, Desmond Tutu, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, some great, great people have won the Nobel Peace Prize. But who should be next? I think you probably know what's coming. Well, luckily, the Nobel Institute listened to this show on Radio 1. And we have been out onto Stupid Street to ask them who should be next to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Just think of some truly great, great, great people that really deserve it. If you can guess anyone they name, then I will give you a point. Start with Patrick.
I'll go with Jedward.
Jedward for the Nobel Peace Prize. All right. When he knows what street it is, you know. Becky?
Simon Cowell.
He's so often the answer on Stupid Street.
Mm.
Let's find out. Stupid Street, who do you think should win the Nobel Peace Prize?
If you can give anyone a Nobel Peace Prize, who would you give it to?
I'll give it to Cheryl Cole.
Why would you give it to Cheryl Cole?
I think she's amazing. She's a bit of a role model. Her fashion sense is pretty awesome. And yeah, she just shows she's good for people.
Who would you give a Nobel Peace Prize
to? Probably the obvious, David Beckham. Because he's just a really nice, gentle man, and but yeah, no, he just seems like a kind of nice bloke that would like peace.
Obvious.
Who would you give a Nobel Peace Prize to?
My mum. She's a humanitarian. She does a lot for people.
If you could give a Nobel Peace Prize to anybody, who would it be?
Serious question. How long have I'm going to be here for? Russell Brand.
Really? Why would you give it to Russell Brand?
Because he always goes on about peace.
So you think he'd be a good contender for the Nobel Peace Prize?
He'd have definitely a good chance, I think.
Barack Obama, but he already won one, didn't he? So, Katie Price, because I love her.
Why would you give it to Katie Price?
Because I think she's a real entrepreneur. She knows how to make money and she markets herself well good. So, you know, Katie Price.
But what do you think Katie Price does for peace?
Not really much, but she looks good.
If you could give the Nobel Peace Prize to anybody, who would you give it to?
Well, do you know what? There's a guy at my work called David Lloyd, you know, and he's a nice bloke. He's got some trouble before and he come and sorted the situation out. David Lloyd, Phoenix Electrical.
Right, there we are.
I should have guessed him.
Jedward or Simon Cowell weren't really in there, were they?
Yeah.
Now, did any of you say David Lloyd from Phoenix Electricals?
No.
If you could give the Nobel Peace Prize to anybody...
Well, do you know what? There's a guy at my work called David Lloyd, you know, and he's a nice bloke.
No. All right. I don't like it when they go for the obvious ones.
Who would you give a Nobel Peace Prize
to? Probably the obvious, David Beckham.
Yeah, obviously.
But yeah, no, he just seems like a kind of nice bloke that would like peace.
Yeah, I like this one as well, the noise.
But what do you think Katie Price does for peace?
What is that, please? I'm going to play you that noise again from that person. And then the noise of an actual donkey. Same. So no points on that one. I got really lost with the old scoring during that. It's like the old days all over again. But so what should we do? Shall we? We're not doing it tomorrow. It's having a rest because it's time for the Brit Awards. So, Patrick, do you want to play on? Or are you just so bored?
I'll soldier on, yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I'll do it for the 75 fans in my official fan group that someone set up.
Where's that, please?
It's on Facebook somewhere. This guy set it up. So if you're listening, James, nice one, mate. No idea who you are, but...
All right. So, just 75 so far, but always looking for more.
Always looking for more, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll speak to you on Wednesday. Have a lovely day off tomorrow.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Don't ever feel like this is some kind of obligation.
I won't.
Okay, I love you, bye.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.